how are you feeling now with the third week of OTAs? How do you feel about what you guys have accomplished in the past few weeks?
I feel like we've been doing a really good job. I mean, everybody's coming out here. We're working hard. You know, a lot of the younger guys are staying up under the older guys, you know, still trying to learn. But, I mean, it feels good. I mean, the Matty P throws different stuff at us every day. Scotty O, Josh, Bill. And, you know, we get it. You know, nothing's perfect. So, you know, we learn from that. We get back in the meeting room and we try to correct it.
Do you think this defense is ahead of schedule? Where you want to be in OTAs? I know it's early.
I can't say that, honestly. I mean, we're having fun. You know, we're learning a lot. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, most of all, I mean, we're doing our job and we're having fun. And, you know, being on defense, it's a lot more fun when you can go out there and have fun instead of worrying about making checks and stuff. And whenever it comes, a lot more fluent because you have the experience and, you know, guys are ready, they can pick it up a lot faster. It makes it a lot of fun.
What do you personally want to take out of OTAs?
Just knowing where I want to be before the season starts. I mean, right now, I'm moving pretty well. I've got a lot stronger in the weight room. So, you know, I'm just trying to get myself better. So whenever I come back from mini camp, you know, there's not a worry about my conditioning or my weight or my strength or anything. So, you know, once we get going, I'm ready to go.
What's the biggest difference between OTAs and minicamp?
What's that?
What's the biggest difference between OTAs and minicamp?
The pads. being a linebacker, that's something I like to do. I'm not a 7-on-7 person. I don't like to chase Chamberlain around or anybody like that. So, you know, whenever we get pads on, you know, it gets a little bit more physical. I mean, that's what I like to do.
With so many new pieces, how important is this practice for the defense to gel the OTAs? And also, what's the area that you're looking to improve upon the most in minicamp?
It helps out a lot, you know, especially with some of the younger guys and then some of the guys that, you know, came along last year, like Silver. I mean, he learned a lot and he knows a lot. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, some things that he didn't get to pick up because he came in a little late. But, I mean, the thing that I want to work on the part of the most is just having a lot more fun. Those last couple of games in the season, whenever I got a lot more comfortable and relaxed, I was just having fun, and I played a lot better. So without going out playing stress-free and worrying about things, I feel like that'll elevate my play a lot more.
Jamie Collins is going into his second year. What was it like for you going from the first to the second year? Was it a lot easier or more comfortable, and what do you expect out of him maybe first or second year?
As far as his experience or my experience?
Well, I guess yours. What was it like for you going from first to second?
It was a little bit harder since losing Mayo and all those guys. Yeah. But it was before that, it was a lot more fluent. And with Jamie, I mean, I feel like he's blossomed a lot sooner than anybody. I feel like he was a lot more mature than he was his first year than some people are in the third year. Yeah. I mean, him coming in and learning the way he did his first year, I mean, you couldn't tell that he wasn't a 3 or 4 year player. But I mean, he's helping out a lot. He's getting the younger guys in there watching film and getting everything situated with them. So I feel like he's not. Just like Mayo said, I mean, we have old souls, so mm-hmm. we mature a lot faster.
With Jamie, do you sense that he's ready to take advantage of this opportunity?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, he's always up for a challenge, and he's always ready to go. So, I mean, whatever you ask him to do, if you ask him to go guard a receiver, I mean, he's more than happy to go and do it. So, I mean, there's nothing that he's not willing to go – there's nothing he's not going to back down from.
What do you think of his performance in that Colts game? I mean, interception, pass rushing.
I think he tapped back to his Southern Miss days when he played safety out there. So I mean, he looked really well out there.
Yeah, and kind of a taste of what he can bring, like all different skills. He brings.
Most definitely, yeah. A very versatile athlete. I mean, he's an athlete all around. Mm-hmm. I mean, he can do 5-back flips, front flips, whatever you want him to do. He's a great athlete.
Dante, to see Mayo coming back healthy here, just what difference does he make for the defense?
A lot. I mean, you can't replace a player like him or Vince or, you know, a lot of the older guys who have that much leadership and that know how things work around here. But, I mean, it's a lot more fluent, a lot easier. I mean, communication and everything. I mean, and then just having a guy who's had that much success, I mean, stand up and do the things he do. I mean, you don't ever see him, you know, take a rep off or, you know, be the first guy out. I mean, he's always the first one in and maybe the last one out. So, I mean, to have him back and just to have that leadership, you know, not just for me but some of the younger guys, I mean, that helps a lot too.
You added so many good pieces this offseason. What does that do for your confidence, knowing that you have all pros playing behind you and you know, high draft picks playing in front of you?
It just makes me feel like we should just for us to get the experience to gel together so we can get that chemistry that you know that good defenses have. So you know, hopefully we can get that good defense gelling pretty good.
It's like back at Alabama with all the high draft picks.
Yeah.